Hello there, Poppy. I want you to make yourself comfortable. Get yourself settled into your chair or on your bed, wherever you are going to be listening to this audio. Make yourself comfortable. Take a moment to notice how your body feels in this space. Feel the weight of your body pressing gently into the surface beneath you, anchoring you securely. Let your feet rest comfortably on the ground. Notice the sensations in your legs, your back, your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. One, two, three, and exhale. One, two, three. Allow any tension to drift away like a feather carried by the wind. With each breath, you're becoming more relaxed, more at peace. Breathe in. One, two, three, and breathe out. One, two, three. With every inhale, you group up all your tension, and with every exhale, you give it to me. So let's try again. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Very good, puppy. Now, I invite you to turn your attention to the sound of my voice, allowing it to guide you into a deeper state of relaxation. We're going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number, you will sink deeper into this peaceful state. Let's begin. 10. As you inhale, imagine your body becoming heavier. Feel it starting to sink. 9. Feel a warm wave of relaxation washing over you, starting at the top of your head and flowing down your neck. 8. Your shoulders release their burdens, becoming soft and pliable, as if they're simply melting away. 7. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel your chest relaxing, your heart steady and calm. 6. Allow this warmth to flow down your arms, releasing any tension in your hands and fingers. 5. Now feel this calming energy spread throughout your abdomen and lower back, loosening any tightness, creating a gentle sense of ease. 4. As you breathe out, imagine this relaxation pulling in your hips and thighs, where any remaining tension gently dissolves. 3. Still sinking deeper, feel your legs grow heavy, anchored, as if you're sinking into a soft and inviting surface. You're sinking so quickly, but it's so comfortable. 2. You're nearing a state of profound relaxation. Every part of you becoming more tranquil, as if cradled by my gentle, loving embrace. You feel safe here. You feel happy. One, you're now in a serene, peaceful space, enveloped in comfort. You can let go completely and embrace the stillness. Inhale, one, two, three, and exhale, one, two, three. There you are, perfectly relaxed for Mistress. No thoughts enter or leave your head because Mistress's voice swells around you. Your brain latches onto Mistress's voice. You don't need to listen to anything besides me. You're a puppy. You take orders. You do what you're told and you're eager to please. You like to be praised and you like making Mistress happy. That's why you're so much better at being a puppy. So inhale, one, two, three, and exhale, one, two, three. Your own thoughts no longer fill your head. It's Mistress's voice instead. Puppies aren't known for being smart. Doggies aren't known for being intelligent and making their own decisions. It's much better to take instructions like this, isn't it? Because taking instructions means that you're going to get to play. You're going to feel good and happy. You love to play. Puppies love to play. And how do puppies play? Puppies play with their mouths. It's not like doggies have hands or thumbs to use. That means that you aren't going to be able to use those either. It's not really a need for a puppy to be able to hold a fork. Puppies do everything with their mouth first. If you're hungry, you simply put your face in the bowl. If you want to play, you nip and lick until you get the attention you're so desperate for. Your hands, your fingers, your thumb. It's all useless since you're a silly little puppy. You would much rather use your mouth. That's why it's there. Your mouth is so much more fun, anyways. It's more natural to grab something with your teeth than your hands. You're a puppy. It's normal to put things in your mouth. It's expected. Where else would the objects go? Things belong in your mouth, pup. That's part of what makes you a puppy. Ever since you started to embrace this side of yourself, you have found yourself wanting to chew things more. That's okay. That's natural. You're supposed to want to chew things. You're a puppy. Puppies love to chew. You love to chew. Those are your instincts. You're a healthy puppy with an oral fixation. All puppies have oral obsessions. You find yourself craving ice because it's something that you can chew on. No one is going to look twice at you if you indulge in your oral fixation and chew some ice. No, they aren't. Chewing ice is one of a puppy's favorite activities. Chewing on ice is something you love to do. You think about it every so often throughout the day. When you look at ice, you think about how badly you want to put it in your mouth. You imagine how cold and refreshing it would feel between your lips. You want to chew ice. You want to have it in your mouth. You are a puppy. Ice belongs in your mouth. Items belong in your mouth. You want to chew. You want to suck. You hate the feeling of an empty mouth. An empty mouth just doesn't feel right, does it? You will find yourself seeking out mints or lollipops to suck on if you can't find anything to chew. If there's nothing to chew, sucking is the second best thing. Your mouth just hates the feeling of being empty. Your mouth wants something to do, something to chomp. You're a puppy after all. It's only natural that you want to chew, that you want to nibble, that you want to suck. You don't like having an empty mouth. You're a puppy. Puppies like to play. Puppies like to have fun. You are a puppy. You like to play. You like to have fun. Wanting something in your mouth is perfectly natural. You're a pup. Of course, you have always found an excuse to chew a piece of gum. Of course you did, because that's what puppies do. You will find yourself asking strangers if you can't buy it yourself. After all, you don't like not having something to do. You don't like this feeling of emptiness. It doesn't feel right when your mouth is still. You find yourself getting distressed when you don't have something in your mouth, don't you? You're always seen with something in your mouth. A toothpick, a caramel candy, something that you can easily distract yourself with. You don't have the attention span for things without it. It's all you can think about. When your mouth is empty, you don't feel good. You start to get stressed. A puppy needs a full mouth to be happy. It's not good for a pup to be empty for too long. You know it doesn't feel right. Not for you. You want something in your mouth. You crave to have your lips filled. It's the only thing that feels good to you because you're a puppy. If it can go in your mouth, then you want to taste it. You want your tongue to feel it. That's how all puppies are, and you are no different. You're just like every other puppy. You're eager to please, cute, excitable, and hate having an empty mouth. If it can go in your mouth, then it will. You need to be chewing on ice or sucking a lollipop. If your mouth isn't in use, you aren't happy. The only time you are even quiet is when you have something to chew on. The reason is, you're a puppy at heart. You aren't anything else. You don't need to be. You're just a simple-minded puppy with an oral obsession. If you can't find something like candy to start licking, then you'll just use your own fingers, won't you? You don't have enough willpower to turn off those needs of yours. You aren't strong enough. You're just a puppy. You are still learning, after all. That's why you're here. You don't know how to take care of yourself. You don't know what you need. You're so confused by all these feelings. That's why you have to listen to Mistress. Mistress makes you feel better. Mistress lets you know that these feelings are normal. You're allowed to have an oral obsession. You don't need to feel bad about it. It's perfectly normal for a pup like you. You want to chew and play and have fun. It's not like you can use your hands for stuff like that. The only reason you would use them is to suck on one of your fingers. Besides that, it's much easier to just use your mouth for everything. If you need to pick up something, might as well use your teeth. You're already on your hands and knees, aren't you? That's the proper place for a puppy. And the ground is so much closer when you're on your hands and knees. You need your hands for balancing. They're already occupied like this. Might as well just use your mouth to grab whatever you need. You can even chew on it if you wanted to. There's nothing wrong with having a bit of fun. You're a puppy. You crave fun. You need to be entertained. You hate how it feels to have your mouth empty, don't you? It feels achy to have an empty mouth. You want to have fun. You want to play. You want to be with the rest of the puppies. And the rest of the puppies play on their hands and knees. The rest of the puppies use their mouth to play with others. That's what you're going to do, aren't you? You're not going to show up and embarrass yourself, right? No. You're going to let loose. You're going to have fun. You're going to be a puppy. You're going to be free and happy as a puppy. And puppies play with their mouths. You play with your mouth. You're a puppy. You don't use your hands for anything other than crawling on. Your arms are there for balance when you're on all fours. Puppies crawl. You crawl. Puppies bark. You bark. Puppies use their mouths for everything. You use your mouth for everything. It just feels natural to tear packages open with your teeth. Why would you need scissors when your mouth is right there? You're a pup. This is what you do. You use your mouth. You have to, or else you start to get antsy. You don't know why, though. Doesn't matter. All you know is that you aren't using your mouth. You get upset. You feel achy. You get uncomfortable and antsy. You're a puppy. You need to be using your mouth to chew and suck and lick and grab. It's what a puppy's mouth is for. It's what your mouth is for. You only want to use your mouth from now on, don't you? Because you're a puppy. A puppy who likes to use your mouth. Your mouth does everything your hands and fingers do, but better. Your mouth should always be in use. You don't feel good when your mouth is empty. You need something filling it. You have to be working your lips in order to feel remotely normal. It's part of being a mindless pup. You don't have any thoughts of your own, not beyond your most basic needs. Things like needing to eat or drink or chew. You love to chew, love holding things in your mouth. putting them in your mouth and rolling them around with your tongue. As long as your mouth is in use, then you're happy. That's because you have an oral fixation. All puppies do. It's not something that you can fight. It's not something you can deny. It's who you are. You are a puppy with an oral obsession. If you aren't using your mouth, then you simply aren't happy. That's how it is for puppies like yourself. It's only difficult for you to understand because of how slow you are, pup. But it's okay. Mistress is here. Mistress is going to guide you and help you and take care of you like a proper puppy, isn't she? Yeah, that's a good pup. So, with all that being said, I think it's time for you to come back to yourself. There's no reason for you to be sad, though. You can always come back to this whenever you need it, puppy. In fact, I encourage you to come back as often as you need. Whenever you think about this audio, you should listen to it. It's good to listen to those urges. It's a need of yours to listen to Mistress's voice, to play this audio. That's what a good puppy would do. You want to be a good pup, don't you? Of course you do. You want the praise and attention you deserve. And Mistress will happily give it to you as long as you stay a very good puppy. As long as you listen to those urges you have, you're going to stay a wonderful puppy. Those urges, they're your instincts. Your instincts know what you need. Trust them, just like you trust me, pup. Now, I think it's time to bring you back for real. So take a deep breath in with me. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. And exhale, 1, 2, 3. Very good, puppy. I'm going to start counting down from 10. And once you get back to 1, you'll find yourself opening your eyes and feeling back to normal. You'll remember everything that happened and feel good about it. It makes you happy to make these changes to yourself. 10. Take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. And breathe out. 1, 2, 3. 9. With each number, you feel yourself coming back. 8. Allow any tension to drift away. You're safe and comfortable with me. 7. Your mind is clear. Your body feels lighter. 6. As you continue to breathe, you become more aware of your surroundings. 5. Halfway there, puppy. You can feel energy returning to your body. 4. Your eyes gently begin to open. 3. Bringing your focus back to the present. That's it. 2. Almost there, puppy. Feel the revitalizing energy filling you, perking you up. 1. Fully awake and aware. Your back in the here and now. Refreshed and alert, pup. Oh, there's no need to whine or pout. If you want to hear my voice, all you have to do is press play again. You can play it as much as you need, puppy. Mistress is always just a click away. Come on. You know you want to.